for the opportunity to give a shiur in Hilchos Truman. Maseches Erevin, since we have begun from the third perek until the end of the fifth perek, we will be discussing the halachas of Eruvei Truman. Eruvei Truman are the halachas of the limits to the distance that a person is allowed to travel on Shabbos. We are already Rosh Eruvei, we have already dived into these halachas. I would like to get a general look at a lot of the sugyas in Hilchos Truman by discussing a shaila that comes up halacha lemaisa. Unfortunately, this is a shaila that comes up halacha lemaisa, and unfortunately many people have had the uncomfortable situation to have to know what will be the halacha in such a situation. The halacha of Truman begins with the fact that a person has to measure the distance that he is allowed to walk. We will discuss how much that is. He has to measure that from his makom shvisa. A person's makom shvisa is his primary place on Shabbos. How to establish a makom shvisa, how to decide from where to begin measuring the permitted distance that he may travel, is one of the main points that we are going to discuss. The second point that we are going to discuss today is exactly what are the halachic ramifications of a person who has forcibly been removed from his makom shvisa, and from the distance which he is going to be allowed to walk. He is already outside that distance for whatever reason it might be, against his will. He has been taken out of his makom shvisa. At that point, we have to decide what are the halachic ramifications. Is he going to have to stay right where he is the whole Shabbat? Or for some reason, are we going to allow him to travel a certain distance from there? The halachic question that we are going to discuss, as Rabbi Kornfeld explained, is what happens if a person is flying in a plane on Erev Shabbos? And of course, nobody chas v'shalom would do this on purpose, but it becomes late on Erev Shabbos, and because of technical difficulties, the pilot comes over the intercom and announces that they are going to be landing on Shabbos. In this case, we have to understand, where is this person's makom shvisa? Where is his settling place going to be for Shabbos? Is his settling place going to be on the plane where he is when Shabbos begins? As we have seen already in our Masechta many times, a person's primary settling place, his makom shvisa, is normally established by Bein HaShemashos, at the time when Shabbos begins. If so, this person was 20,000 feet above the ground, above the ocean. Primarily, I will be discussing throughout the shiur what happens when a person is forced to land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. The details of the airport in Eretz Yisrael, I was able to be mevarech to find out exactly the way the airport is situated, so I can discuss this extensively. The halachas that we will discuss will have to be translated and explained for every specific situation. Our discussion is not going to be a halacha lemaisa discussion. Of course, in every situation, a competent halachic authority will have to be approached as per the details of that specific situation. But at the end of this year, we should all be able to know exactly how to ask the question and which details are important to understand. We will begin with some background information as far as Hilchos Truman. The halacha is brought in Maseches Erevin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the end of the first perek. The makar, the source that the Gemara brings for the iser of walking or traveling a certain distance on Shabbos, is the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the man every day of the week, and on Shabbos there was no man. There were members of Klal Yisrael who went out on Shabbos. They left the machane, they left the encampment, and went looking for the man. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Shvu ish tachtav. Everybody stay where you are. Tachtav means in your place. Va'al yetze ish mim koimai, the Gemara brings, that a person is not allowed to leave his space on Shabbos. The Pasuk uses two different terms. The Pasuk uses the term tachtav, everybody must stay right where he is. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, al yetze ish mim koimai, don't leave your general area. The Mefarshim explained, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Tzadi Vav, Sif Katan Beis, brings an explanation which we found in Rashi in different places throughout Shas, that Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to two different groups of people. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Shvu ish tachtav, don't move, stay right where you are, he was referring to those members of Klal Yisrael who had already left the encampment. They had left their makom shvisa, they had left their permitted distance of traveling. They were no longer allowed to move at all. They had to stay tachtav, exactly where they were. The second group Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to was when he turned to Klal Yisrael, who had stayed inside the Machane, in the encampment, and he told them, you, al yetze ish mim koimoy, you have a makom, you have an area in which you are allowed to move, but don't leave that area. We will see that these two types of people are going to have ramifications in halacha. If a person remains close to his makom shvisa, his settling place, which was established by Bein HaShemashos at the beginning of Shabbos, then he is going to be allowed to travel a certain distance. He is going to have mikoymoy, the area around him to travel. If a person has already left his area, his permitted traveling distance, he is going to have to remain bimkoymoy, exactly where he is, which we will see includes the four amos, the small distance around him, which is called where you are. In halacha, you are given four amos. There is a machlekes if these four amos include four amos away from you in every direction, or it's only two amos in every direction, which is four amos square. However, the four amos around the person, that is tachta. That is where he is. Somebody who has left his tchum is going to be restricted to tachtov, to staying where he is. As far as understanding if the halachas of tchumin, of eruvei tchumin, tchum is the term that refers to the distance a person is allowed to walk, as far as whether this is a halacha min hatorah or midirabbanan, this is going to be extremely important when discussing all of the halachas which we are going to discuss, because if it is a halacha de'iraisa, we will always have to be machmir when we have a safek. We will have to choose the stringent side of a machlokes. However, if we are able to prove that the halachas we will have of tchumin are derabanan, a person is going to be allowed, in case of a machlokes or a safek in halacha, he will be allowed to choose the lenient side of the machlokes, since safek derabanan lekula. That is how we pass it. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, which we already mentioned at the end of the first parak, paskins, in the name of Rabbi Chiya, a braisa, a person can get malkus de'iraisa. He can get lashing, because the isser of tumin is an isser Torah. Seemingly, the Gemara paskins for us that it is an isser de'iraisa to leave his tum, to leave his permitted traveling distance. However, Tosfos, on that same Amud, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, tells us that this is not necessarily a psak halacha lemaisa. As a matter of fact, Tosfos is machriya, Tosfos paskins, that all of Hilchos Tumin is midrabanan. Tosfos brings four proofs. In the first half of Tosfos, he brings two Gemaras, where the stama de Gemara, the Amora, who is writing the Gemara, treats Hilchos Tumin as an Isser derabanan. The second two proofs are a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Pehe and a Gemara in Horius on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. In these two Gemaras, the Gemara brings the pasuk of Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimoy. The same pasuk that this Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin used to tell us that you are not allowed to leave your tchum. Those two Gemaras in the Masechet in the Gemaras in Psachim and Horius, those two Gemaras use that pasuk to teach us in Isser Haitzah, the Isser to carry in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Tosfos understands that if those Gemaras will use the Pasuk for the Isser Haitzah, there will be no Makar, no source to Aser Min HaTorah, the Isser of Tumin, that which you are not allowed to travel a certain distance. Therefore, Tosfos is telling us, in the first half of Tosfos, that the Halacha of Tumin that we are discussing is a Halacha Dirabana. In the last two proofs of Tosfos, he is telling us that there is no source in the Torah that any Isser Tchum whatsoever could be an Isser De'iraisa. That is the Tosfos on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Rosh on that same Gemara, in Simen Chav Dalid, the last Rosh in the first Perek, he paskins as well, similar to the Tosfos, that the Isser of Tchumen is Midirabana. However, the Rosh brings a Yerushalmi. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi in the fourth Perek in Halacha Vav brings a daya, which seems to be the halacha according to the Shas Yerushalmi, that there is no tchum of 2,000 amos, which we have yet to discuss. 2,000 amos is a derabanan, but there is a tchum, a higher level tchum, which is a deraisa. The distance of 12 mil. 12 mil is either approximately 11 and a half kilometers or a little more than 7 miles. If a person travels this distance on Shabbos, the Yerushalmi paskins that it is an Isser de'iraisa. The Rosh, however, as I already stated, proves from the Bavli that the Bavli is choylek on the Yerushalmi, and he paskins b'shem the Bavli that there are no tumin de'oraisa. The Rush's primary proof is not one brought by Tosfos. The Rush brings the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav tells us, when we are discussing Shitas Rebbe Yosi in the Mishnah, that we are allowed to be lenient in Hilchos Eruvin because it is an Isser that has Ein La Iker Min HaTorah. It does not have any source in the Torah which permits leniencies in a case of a suffix or in a case where the halacha is unclear. You would be allowed to be lenient because the halacha is Ein La Iker Min HaTorah. Even though Tuma Midrabanan, a halacha which is Midrabanan, but it has an Iker Min HaTorah, we know that there are Hilchos Tuma Min HaTorah. Therefore, a Tuma Midrabanan will be more strict, the Gemara says, than an Eruv Midrabanan. From here, the Rush proves that there cannot possibly be any Tum Min HaTorah. If there was a Tum of Yud Beis Mil, of 7+ miles, which would be De'iraisa, the Gemara would not have been able to be lenient in comparison to the Halachas of Tuma. For this reason, the Rush tells us that all Hilchos Tumin are Midrabanan. However, often art, the Hagaris Ashri, on that Rush, in the same place, comes to disagree with this proof of the Rush. He tells us that it is possible to say, when the Gemara refers to Hilchas Erevin as being Ein Loi Iker Min HaTorah, this is because there is no Pasuk Mefirish in the Torah that a person is not allowed to travel the distance of 12 mil. Since it is a Drasha, there will be the leniencies that the Gemara allows, even though it is an Isser D'Oraisa. The Hagdois Ashri seem to be concerned not to have a machlekes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Hagdois Ashri was not concerned with the fact that we paskin that 2,000 amos is midrabanan, but when the Yerushalmi tells us that Yud Beis Mil, 7 miles, 7+ miles, is d'oraisa, the Hagdois Ashri says we should paskin like the Yerushalmi, and it is not a machlekes with the Bavli. The Ritz and the Rambam both bring that the halacha of Yud Beis Mil is the Oraisa, as per the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. They bring the pasuk of Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimai as a makar, as the source. The Rush explains this source, that the Machane Yisrael, the encampment in the Midbar, which was Yud Beis Mil itself, it measured Yud Beis Mil, a little more than 7 amos, was the width and length of the Machane, the encampment. When Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimai, don't leave your space, he was talking about the entire encampment. This gives you a distance of Yud Beis Mil, a distance of more than 7 miles, Min HaTorah. Although the Tur brings down, in the beginning of Simon Tav Dalid, the Tur brings down that the Pasuk of Al Yetze Ish Mim Koimoy is an Asmachta, and that the Hilchos Tumen is Midrabanan. If the Pasuk is an Asmachta, that means that there are no Tumen Midrabanan. That would mean Yud Beis Mil as well. However, because the Rif and the Rambam were both Machmir on Yud Beis Mil, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Dalid, as well as the Ramah, were Machmir to say that it is an Isser De'oraisa. If a person is going to travel Yud Beis Mil, 11.5 kilometers, 7 miles, he is not allowed to travel that distance. It is called an Isser De'oraisa. In which case, if he will be traveling such a distance, you will not have any leniencies in halacha. You will have to go with the strictest ruling in every machlekes that we are going to see. I will explain later, Be'ez Hashem, why this is so important to us. An additional point is that the Goyin in the Shulchan Aruch, although the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both were machmir, the Goyin seems to be makil. The Mishnah Berurah brings this Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, as a smach, as a tziruf, that if you are in a situation where a person is going to travel Yud Beis Mil, he can rely on the Goyin if he has enough to be relying on in halacha. That means that the Goyin is a tziruf. It is not to be paskin by itself, but it is a tziruf if we have other reasons to be makil. The Mishnah Berurah was willing to add the Vilna Goyin, as a heter to be samech that there are no tchum in the eraisa. Two more extremely important details before we go on with our shaila. One detail is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Dalid in the first Se'if. Although the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that Hilchos Tumen is D'oraisa at Yud Beis Mil, in Simen Tav Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch limits this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says,
Hoyil ve'ein biyamim uvinaharis iser tchumin de'araisa ledivrei hakol. Since, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are no isurim de'araisa in tchumin on the ocean. Lefi she'einam doimin ledigle midbar. Since the ocean has no comparison whatsoever to the encampment of Klal Yisrael in the midbar, there is no iser of tchumin min ha'teira when it comes to being on an ocean. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening the halacha, nisheba b'sina b'shabbos, somebody who comes on a boat on Shabbos, v'higia l'namal, and he arrives at his destination at the port, im nishenichnas ha'shabbos ad shehigia l'namal, if from the time Shabbos began until he came into the port, he was above 10 tfachim, this is a halacha we are going to discuss later, yored ve'einoy nimna, he can get off the boat, he is allowed to get off the boat. From the boat, he is allowed 2,000 amos. He begins measuring his tchum when he gets off the boat. This is because the Shulchan Aruch says there is no tchum min ha'teira. There is no yud beis mil over the ocean. He has left his tchum midirabanan. He has left his 2,000 amos midirabanan. This does apply over the ocean. But the Shulchan Aruch says you are allowed to be lenient in any other safek because it is an Issur D'Rabbanan. This first point is extremely important to us when discussing a plane flying over the ocean. There are no tumin min ha'teira over an ocean. The second very important point that I must add before we go on is from the Ramban in Perek Dalid in Maseches Erevin. The Ramban tells us that although we do paskin that there is an Isser D'Oraisa on Yud Beis Mil, when a person walks or travels a distance of 7+ miles, however, once he has left that distance, there is no more Isser D'Oraisa to continue traveling. The Rabban clearly states, and we see in many places in the Gemara, there is an Isser D'Rabbanan to continue walking. But once a person has left his tchum, there is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, L'kule Alma, and in every situation, to continue walking once you have left your tchum. This will as well be very important to us in our Shaila. The Raya, the proof that the Ramban brings to this halacha, that you are only restricted mid D'Rabbanan from continuing to walk outside your tchum, his proof is from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us that they Eidim were allowed to come to Yerushalayim to be made to testify that they saw the new moon and today was Rosh Chodesh. In such a situation, the Rabbanan gave leniencies to the Eidim that came from far away, because people who came from far away, if you would tell them you're not allowed to move anymore, you have to stay where you are, next time they weren't going to come. So the Gemara tells us we have to make leniencies for these Eidim, for these witnesses that came to testify in Yerushalayim. The Ramban says these leniencies certainly could not have been made if there was an Isser Torah for them to travel. The Ramban proves from here that once they have left their Yud Beis Mil, their Tchum Min HaTorah, to continue traveling is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. This as well will be Negea, will be pertinent to our Shiloh. Our Maskana, as far as whether Tchumin is D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, we do not paskin like the Tanaim in the Gemara in Eruvin that 2,000 amos is D'Oraisa. It is certainly D'Rabbanan. Yud Beis Mil, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah were machmir that Yud Beis Mil, a little more than 7 miles, is a distance that is aser to travel min ha'Torah. The Goin was Mekil, and the Mishnah Berurah used it as a sniff, a tziruf, in order to be more lenient in Hilchas Eruvin. But primarily we paskin that 12 mil is D'Oraisa. Over an ocean, any tchumen is midirabanan, because it is not similar to the encampment of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, from whence we learned the Issur D'Oraisa. This is what we have in regards to the Issur D'Oraisa or midirabanan. Now let's discuss what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said, Shvuish tachtav, stay where you are. He was referring to the people that already left the Machaneh. They had already gone out. Whether it was Be'isr or Be'heter, they didn't know yet. It was an Oynes. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, somebody who has left his tchum, Shvu ish tachtav, stay right where you are. Tachtav
we see in the Gemara in Erevin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is Dalid Amos. Simon Shin Tzadi Vav. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shvu Ish Tachtav. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, stay where you are. Mikan, from here, the Shulchan Aruch is going to learn a leniency. Yesh loy, shekol adam yesh loy dalid amos b'kol makon. Every person has the dalid amos around him. Afilu yatsa chutz l'tchum. Even if he has already left his tchum, technically he shouldn't be allowed to move. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that went out of the encampment and they had already left their permitted traveling distance. He told them, stay where you are. But a person is allowed to have dalid amos. The Shulchan Aruch explains. That is because the average person is 3 amos tall. When he spreads out his arms, it gives you another 1 ama, that's 4 amos, and these 4 amas are considered tachtav. That's where he is, that is beneath him. Beneath a person's area is 4 amos. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Mishnah Berurah who explains that this is because Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to Klal Yisrael, the members of Klal Yisrael, who had already left the encampment. This limitation of Dalet Amos also has its exceptions. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Tachtav, the place where a person is, has an extension. In Se'if Beis in Simen Shin Sadivah. B'kol makim shekidesh alav hayoin. Any place where a person is when Shabbos begins, as we said, that is when a person gets his makim shvisa, his settling place for Shabbos. Im hu mukaf ledira, if he has walls around him that are made in order for people to live inside, these walls must be an area which is made for living. Afilu ein bay ata diurin, people are now not living here, but the walls were made for people to live there. Chashuv kuloi tidalid amos. It is all considered dalid amos, it is all considered 4 amos. Tachtov, the Shulchan Aruch extends, to any area which is mukaf ledira. The halacha is that if it is mukaf, if it is enclosed, and it is less than Beit Sasayim, it is less than an area of 73 plus amos, that is approximately 35 meters squared, 35 by 35 meters. If it is more than 35 meters by 35 meters, you certainly need that it should be mukaf ledira. It should be made in order that people should live inside. As the Shulchan Aruch will explain later in Siman Tav Dalid, if he is inside of a mechitza, bedir oy besar umaara, if he is found, we'll discuss later what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to in Siman Tav Hey, sorry, Sivvav, bedir oy besar umaara, oy beir acheres, or if he is in a city, mukefes choyma ledira. It must be that the walls were put up, were established in order that people should live inside. This requirement is because when an area is more than 35 meters, it is not normally considered to be a closed-up area, as we saw in Hilchos Haitzah, in the halacha of carrying on Shabbos. Therefore, if it is a large area that is enclosed, it has to be mukaf ledira in order to be considered arba amos. But if it is, or if it is a small enclosure, the entire enclosure will be considered 4 amos. That is, this person's place, before we begin measuring his tchum Shabbos. He is going to be allowed to reach the end of the encampment of the enclosed area, and from there we will begin measuring his 2,000 amos. Now we have reached a discussion that we begin in our perek, Misha Hitziyu Nachri. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the fourth perek, Misha Hitziyu Nachrim Oiruach Ra, somebody who has been taken out of his tchum. He has been taken out of the area in which he is permitted to travel on Shabbos. He was taken out by Goyim. Or a Ruach Ra, he went crazy and he left when he did not have Das. And then he becomes normal and he starts thinking again and he realizes he is outside of his tchum. The Mishnah says, Ein Layela Dalet Amos. He's restricted. He can't move outside his Dalet Amos. Hechazi Ru, if he comes back, he has a different halacha. He is allowed to continue walking. While he is still outside of his tchum, nasnuhu bedir oy besahar. Here the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah tells us the halacha. When a person is placed into an enclosed area with mechitzes,
Rabban Gamliel, for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimrim, Mahalech Eskulo. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Paskin, the entire enclosure is considered four amos. Although he has left his tchum, he is restricted. He has to stay tachtov, in his place. But he still gets the entire enclosure. Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Akiva Oimrim, Ein Lo Ela Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva disagreed. They passed and he is limited to four amos. He is not allowed to use the entire encampment as his tachtov, as his place. The Shulchan Aruch, which I just read, is referring to this halacha. It says, Nasnuhu akum chutz letchum. If a goy took him out of his permitted traveling distance and placed him bedir oy besahar ubema'ara, in an enclosed area. If the enclosure was for the purpose of living, for dira, then he is allowed to consider the entire area his four amos. This is the halacha of somebody who finds himself outside of his tchum, outside of his city. In reference to our question in halacha, just quickly to go back to it, a person who finds himself on a plane on Shabbos, a plane, lekol hadeis, according to all of the shitas that we will discuss in a moment, is considered mukaf ledira. It is certainly a place that is made for living purposes. Therefore, he would be allowed to travel around inside the plane, even if he has already left his tchum, his permitted traveling distance. Inside the plane will be considered four amos. And when we start measuring his tchum, we might be able to start measuring 2,000 amos from the door of the plane. He will not have to measure from his seat where he was when Shabbos began. Now, in order to begin dissecting our halachic shayla, we are going to try and place our friend's Mokrim Shvisa. Where is his settling place for Shabbos? He was on a plane. The captain came over the intercom and said, we're going to be landing on Shabbos. He's watching the clock in the plane, and he sees that when Bein Hashmashos began, they were high above the ocean. They were 20,000 feet in the air. Where is his Mokrim Shvisa? From where does he begin measuring his 2,000 amos? From where can he begin his measurements and how far he can walk? The Shulchan Aruch tells us that when a person comes on a boat and the boat docks on Shabbos, he is allowed to leave the boat as long as the boat is high enough in the water. We'll discuss this in a moment. He's allowed to leave the boat and move 2,000 amos because the boat, when it stops and it docks and he leaves the boat, this is his Mokrim Shvisa. Our question at this point is, can we establish that our friend on the airplane is going to have a Mokrim Shvisa when he stops? When the doors open, he will leave his four amos. The entire plane is his four amos. He will get off the plane and start counting from there. He will then have 2,000 amos, which the place can tell us if you can't measure it, you are allowed to take 2,000 average steps, and that is your tchum. Let us try and discuss where is our friend's tchum. We have quite a few possibilities, and this is pertinent to three different sugyas that we must discuss. First of all, a sugya we have already discussed, there is no tchum de'oraisa over the ocean. Min ha'toira, there is no way that he has a tchum, a mokrim shvisa, over the ocean, 20,000 feet in the air, where he was when Shabbos began. Therefore, we will not start measuring his tchum de'oraisa. We said a tchum de'oraisa is more than 7 miles. We will not start measuring his tchum de'oraisa from where he was when Shabbos began. He has a tchum de'rabanan. Mi de'rabanan, there is a chance, there is a tzad in halacha, that he will have to start measuring his 2,000 amos from where the plane was by Bein Hashmashos, and this will also be very important to us in paskening the shayla. The second sugya that we must discuss is the sugya of me'al asara. When a person is to be found above 10 tfachim from the ground, which is approximately a little less than a meter from the ground, according to the Grachna, it is about 80 centimeters from the ground, if he is above that height, there is a question in the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel if this is considered to be a Mokrim Shvisa. Can a person establish a settling place while he's flying in the air? The Gemara has quite a few examples of this. If a person is jumping from one pole to another, he is above 10 tfachim. Is he considered to have a tchum, or can he travel as far as he wants above 10 tfachim? The Gemara discusses as well Eliyahu HaNavi. Is Eliyahu HaNavi allowed to travel more then his tchum on Shabbos, as long as he is above 10 tfachim. Seeing as Eliyahu HaNavi is a malach, he has no problem traveling above 10 tfachim. And he will not have a tchum. He can travel any distance he wants. The Gemara discusses other cases. A boat, which is floating high above the ground, could as well be considered that it is not part of a tchum because it is too high above the ground. And in our case of being in an airplane would be a typical example of where a person is above 10 tfachim and he will not have a makam shvisa. The Gemara asks the question. But the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara leaves off besafek. It's an ibaya de la yifshita. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Taf Dalid tells us that when a person comes in on a boat and the boat all along was higher than 10 tfachim from the ground, if we are dealing with a question of Tchumin Midirabanon, the Shulchan Aruch says, and we are not dealing with a question of a Deiraisa, he will be allowed to be lenient in this question, Lemaisa, since the Gemara did not pass in it. So if we can determine that our Shaila is a Shaila of a Dirabanon, you will be allowed to be lenient in the Machlekes of above 10 Tfachin, and we can establish our friend's Tchum when the plane comes below 10 tfachim. Of course, this is not going to help us at this point. The plane is going to come down below 10 tfachim long before it gets anywhere near the terminal where he is going to have to be for Shabbos. If the plane comes down on the runway, a distance of 2,000 amos away from the terminal, and the wheels come within 10 tfachim from the ground, the Ramban tells us, Prima Gadim Paskins, that a person who is in a wagon, although he is above 10 tfachim, since the wheels of the wagon are on the ground, it is considered as if he is standing on the ground. Since the wagon is a makom chashuv, it is a large area, more than 4x4 tfachim, much larger than the pillars that were discussed in the Gemara, it is as if he is standing on the ground. As well, our airplane, whose wheels are more than 4x4 tfachim, they're more than 40 centimeters square, there's no question, as soon as those wheels come down to within 10 tfachim of the ground, he is going to be considered landed. He touched down as far as Hilchos Tchumin are concerned. And his Tchum is going to be way out on the runway. He's not going to have any way to count his 2,000 amos from where the plane stops as far as Lemala Me'asara Tfachim, being above 10 tfachim. He's going to have to start measuring when the plane comes down. However, we have another sugya where we might be able to bring his makom shvisa, his settling place, a little closer to the terminal. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, in Siman Tav Dalid, the first Bir Halacha, brings a Ramban, the Ramban as well as the Rashba, that bring a raya, a proof, from the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara in Erevin is referring to the rain. As we know, as we have already seen in our Masechta, it is discussed as well later, objects also have a tchum. You are not allowed to carry an object out of its 2,000 amos, out of its tchum either. Since you are not allowed to take an object out of its tchum, if it has come from out of the tchum, you are not allowed to use it on Shabbos. It is muktzah. Rain, which is coming from clouds that have traveled a tremendous distance over Shabbos, seems to have come out of its tchum. The Gemara on Daf Mem Vav, without addressing the Shaila of Lemala Me'asara, without trying to use the leniency of not having Tchumin above 10 Tfachim, the Gemara wants to say that since the rain is in a cloud, and the cloud is moving the entire time, it never stops, you can't establish a settling place if you didn't stop. A settling place is where you are, where you're settled, where you stopped. While you're moving, while you are 90, you are moving, you are not Tchayna Shvisa. The Bir Halacha brings that the Ramban Paskins Halacha Lemaisa, that you are not Tchayna Shvisa as long as you're moving. The Rashba Paskins is such as well. Unfortunately, this Gemara is not a foolproof Raya. You cannot bring that the Gemara Paskins as such, since the Gemara tells us that Cheftei Hefker, objects that don't have an owner, they don't have a Tchum. Rain, which is not owned by anybody until it reaches the ground, is not going to have a tchum for other reasons, and not because it's moving when Shabbos began. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention the halacha of not being Kohen Shvisa when you are 90, when you're moving. And since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin it, the Bir Halacha, when he brings the Ramban and the Rashba that were lenient that you are not koine shvisa, you do not have a settling place as long as you are moving, the Bir Halacha leaves off tzarich iyun lemaisa. He did not want to use this in order to be lenient in a case of tchumin because the Shulchan Aruch did not paskin it lemaisa. However, the Bir Halacha left off tzarich iyun lemaisa. The Chafetz Chaim had a suffix. And when we are dealing with Hilchos Erevin, a suffix of the Bir Halacha is going to be another tziruf, another tzad in Halacha to put together with all of the other tzadim that we already have and the others that we will still see in order to be lenient in this situation. If we want to choose all of the leniencies that we've discussed, we will say, there is no tchumen over the ocean, minat Torah. So everything here is derabban. We will say, therefore, that there is no tchum on top of 10 tfachim. So kol zman, as long as the plane was over the ocean, there's no tchum. He did not establish a settling place. The airplane came over the mainland. He is now over the seashore. He's coming onto land. At this point, you no longer have the heter that oceans don't have a tchum de'oraisa. You start measuring his tchum de'oraisa. But he is still above 10 tfachim. We have this leniency. We have a suffix in the Gemara. It was an ibaya de'leishita. The gro was makil. He's not kind of shvisa yet. Maybe we can keep his maka and shvisa going. We'll still travel. He comes within 10 tfachim of the ground. He's down. Touchdown on the ground. Now he certainly has a makam shvisa, but he's still moving. Maybe we can still move it a little further. The plane continues taxiing until, let's hope, the plane doesn't stop until it reaches the terminal. If the plane stops at the terminal, now we're finished. We have no more tzadim. He definitely is koine shvisa at this point. At the terminal, the plane parks and the door is open. He can start measuring his 2,000 amos from the door of the plane. If the plane stops on the tarmac as it used to in the airport in Eretz Yisrael and still does in many places in the world, he's going to have another problem. From the door of the airplane until the airport terminal, he is only going to have 2,000 amos. The truth is, we haven't helped him so much either. When he gets off the plane and he enters the sleeve, he has to start counting. He takes step after step, counts 2,000, and he finds himself still in front of customs control. He still can't get through. He's going to have to sit in front of customs for the entire Shabbos. He can't continue walking. It turns out, the opposite of what I implied and what is the apparent halacha from the beginning, it is going to be worse if we establish that this person's makom shvisa, that his settling place for Shabbos, is when the plane stops at the terminal. If it is at the terminal, he is only going to have 2,000 amas from that point, which just might not get him anywhere. Since we are trying to find a way for this person to have a comfortable Shabbos, let's try to reverse the situation. How many tzadim, how many ways can we look at the halachas involved to push his makom shvisa further away? I will explain myself. If we can establish that this person's makom shvisa was over the ocean, was by the seashore, was when the plane touched down, was when the plane stopped on the tarmac 2,000 amis away from the airport, if we can move his makom shvisa away from there, he will take on the halacha of Haitziyuhu Nachrim, the halacha that we discussed at the beginning of our perek, that when a person is forced out of his tchum, he is in a different category. There he gets Shvu Ish Tachtav, stay where you are. You only get Arba Amos, which apparently is a terrible chumrah. But in our case, we will see that this is going to be his salvation. The halacha that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. I read the Shulchan Aruch before. In Siman Tav Hei, Siv Vav. When the Goyim placed this person inside a Dir Oisahar, inside a walled area, he is allowed to walk the entire walled area as if it's only 4 Amos. He is allowed to walk the entire area. However, there are restrictions on this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch tells us. In Yatza Chutz L'Tchumay L'Das, if he intentionally left his tchum without any permission, Af Al Pi Shehu B'Soich Echad Me'elu, even though he is enclosed in an area, Ein lei ela dalet amos, he's still limited to four amos. This halacha of taking an entire building and creating one place out of the whole building and allowing him to walk around as if it's four amos only applies when a person was forced out of his tchum and placed in this area against his will. If he left willingly, or if a person is measuring his 2,000 amos, and he measures and he walks 2,000 amos like our friend in the airport, and he finds himself in the building, the halacha is he's not allowed to use the building as dalet amos. Using the entire building as dalet amos is a leniency which the Rabbanon gave to somebody who was stuck, somebody who can't move more than four amos. The Rabbanon were makel, Rashi tells us, the Mishnah Berurah here explains, when he is limited to four amos, the Rabbanon said, will allow you to travel in the whole building, in the entire encampment, in the whole closed area. If you have 2,000 amos, we're not looking for a leniency for you. You have a comfortable 2,000 amos, walk your 2,000 amos and stop. So if we placed his makom shvisa, when the plane stopped at the terminal, he has 2,000 amos, and then the Rabbanon said, we don't have to give you the whole building, you have plenty of distance to walk. But if he left his 2,000 amos, his tchum was over the ocean, his tchum was out on the tarmac, his tchum was where the plane stopped 2,000 amos away from the terminal, and then the plane taxied against his will and brought him outside of his tchum, now he is going to be in the geder of the Shulchan Aruch of our Mishnah, Chaytziyu Nachrin, V'chnisu L'dir Oysar. They took him out of his tchum, and they placed him against his will in a fenced-in area. In this situation, it seems that it is better for him to have his makam shvisa further away, and then he will be allowed to use the entire closed area of the airport as dalet amos. He's stuck tachtov. He has to stay in four amos. So the Rabbanan gave him this leniency. The whole building is your four amos. This is seemingly a salvation. However, we are not finished. The halacha that a house is considered four amos, that a walled area is considered four amos. What is the halacha when the area is not mukaf ledira? We said that if you have an area that is too large, it is a base sasayim, it is bigger than 35 meters by 35 meters, you are not allowed to use that area as four amos, to consider it one place, unless he began Shabbos there. I'm sorry, unless it is mukaf ledira. If it is a large area that's fenced in, and it is made for living purposes, then we consider it like a house, and it is all four amos. So now our question is an airport terminal mukaf ledira? Is an airport terminal considered a domestic building, something that is built in order to live in? The Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph, gives us the beginning of an understanding, what is Mukaf Ledira? What does it mean? That it is surrounded, it is enclosed in order to be lived in. Kol mechitza sheloi naseis ladur b'soicha. Any mechitza which is not made to be lived in, ela l'tznius, it is a mechitza that is only made for tznius, for privacy. Oy lishmar mashe yitnu b'soicha, or to protect what is inside of it. Oy leishev ba kedei lishmar hasadais, or to sit in this building in order to watch the fields. Mechitza l'taltel mashe b'soicha. If it is only for lishma sadeis, it is a mechitza, unless it is based on sign. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to explain. Mukaf ledira. The Shulchan Aruch is explaining, tznius, privacy, is not mukaf ledira. To guard something, a storehouse, is not mukaf ledira. Oileshev vakedei lishmar sadeis, to sit there to look outside of the field of the house, to watch the fields, this is also not mukaf ledira. An airport is not made for living. You're not there to live. There are stores there. It is a temporary station to go somewhere else. Is this considered mukaf ledira? The Prima Gadim, in many places, two of them, Eshel Avram and Simon Shin Samach Vav, Sif Vav, Sif Kavn Yud, I'm sorry, and Simon Shin Samach Beis, the Prima Gadim discusses a shul, a very large shul. It is more than Beis Sasayim. It is more than 35 meters square. The Prima Gadim Paskins, Halacha Lamaisa, this is not Mukaf Ladira. This is not considered a living space. It will not be considered for Amos. Even though it's a shul, it is a very important building. It is roofed. The Prima Gadim had a tzad. There was one tzad to say, since there's a roof, we don't care. As long as there's a roof, it's considered mukaf ledira. It is closed, and it will be like four amos. The Prima Gadim says no. The Shulchan Aruch says, a makam shmiro we saw, a place where you store things, is not to be considered a mukaf ledira. The Bir Halacha, however, adds to this. He has a suffix about something called a magazine. A magazine, apparently, according to the description of the Mishnah Berurah, is a warehouse. The Bir Halacha has two tzadim that a warehouse will be considered mukaf ledira, a domestic building, even though nobody is living there. One tzad is that it has a roof, although we saw the Prima Gadim held that is not enough. The second tzad of the Bir Halacha is that it is a binyan chashuv. A sturdy, solid building this large has to be considered a closed area. It can be considered arba amos. It can be considered one place because it is a binyan chashuv. Again, the Prima Gadim that told us that a shul is not considered a makam dira obviously disagrees with this tzad as well. Therefore, the Bir Halacha is not willing to be mekil on his magazine, on his storehouse, in order to consider it a closed area and dalid amos for tchumin. However, the Bir Halacha says one more thing which will help us very much in our shaila. He says that if this magazine is used for other domestic purposes, other tzorchei dira, you will be allowed to be makim. Even though the Prima Gadim did not allow a shul to be considered a makim dira. However, if in this storehouse they do any other tzorchei dira, what would that be? The Chazanish asks, what would that be? There are pleiskim that say people eat there. Maybe if he does his cooking there, this will be a domestic use. There are pleiskim that want to say that a restaurant, which will be found in any airport, would be considered a makam dira, according to this Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish is choylek on the Mishnah Berurah. He asks, first of all, I don't know what your tzorchei dira, what are your domestic uses? And secondly, he says, it's not called a dira unless you sleep there. So the Chazon Ish is the most stringent shita in what is a makam dira. And he tells us, as long as people sleep there, it is a makam dira. If people do not sleep there, I don't care if they eat there or they do other domestic uses, it is not considered a makam dira. Again, the Bir Halacha had a tzad that a roofed area would be considered a makam dira. He had a tzad that an area which is a binyan chashuv, an important building, a sturdy, large, important building, that would also be a makam dira. Our airports will usually fall into a category of makam dira l'kol hadeyos. This is something that a person has to be mevar. You must find out. I was mevar myself about the Ben-Gurion airport in Tel Aviv. There are rooms inside the airport where the workers are meant to sleep, to eat, and to spend their time when they're not working. If there are two shifts at night, there are 5 or 6 hours when there will be people sleeping in these rooms, which now, even according to the Chazon Ish, will certainly be called mukaf ledira, that this is an area that was made for living. Therefore, we have no question. The airport is considered mukaf ledira. Once it is called mukaf ledira, the Shulchan Aruch told us, if you have left your makom, you have left your tchum, you are only allowed arba amos, you can't walk anymore, we have a leniency for you. This is your arba amos, the whole building. It comes out that if our friend is koine shvisa in the airplane when it stops alongside the terminal, he has only 2,000 amos. The leniency of considering the building for amos will not apply to him. But if he does not have a makam shvisa here, his makam shvisa was out on the tarmac when the plane landed, in the air over the seashore, or over the ocean, he will be allowed to consider the entire airport for Amos, and he will be allowed to use the entire airport to walk wherever he wishes. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says this is only when he was placed inside the terminal against his will. If the plane stops on the tarmac, as it used to in the airport in Ben-Gurion, you had to take a bus or walk from the airplane until the terminal. There, since you are entering the airspace outside, you are not going directly into the mechitza, into the building, you have to start counting 2,000 amos from the plane. Only if the plane hooks up to the terminal and you go directly into mechitzas, into walled area, which is part of the terminal, then you can consider the entire terminal Dalet Amos. To go back and recap with all of the halachas that we have said, our friend is going to, Baruch Hashem, be able to travel to the airport. If we say that Tchumen is Midirabanan, that all of the halachas of Tchumen are Midirabanan, like the Goyin Paskin, we can establish his Tchum wherever we want. We can say his Tchum was over the ocean. We can say it was at the seashore. And we can say it was when the plane touched down. Since it is a halacha Midirabanan, we will be allowed to pick and choose. And if his Tchum is far enough away, as soon as he enters the building, he is going to be allowed to walk wherever he wishes inside the building. If we have a question of a Tchum Midirabanan, now this gets a little tricky. How are we going to make a question of a Tchum Midirabanan? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah Paskind, Yud Beis Mil is the Eiraisa. But the Ramban told us, once you left, you're outside Yud Beis Mil, it's the Rabbanan to continue. So if the airport is more than 7.16 miles away from the seashore, and we start measuring from the seashore, he has now left his Tchum de Eiraisa. He is further than his Tchum de Eiraisa. Ramban says it's Mutter. Now it's only Midir Rabbanan. And once we have a shaila of Eder Abanon, we've established that we are allowed to be lenient. There will only be a problem if the 7.16 miles, the 12 mil of his Tchum Min HaTorah, finishes in the middle of the airport. If the measurement of his Tchum D'Araisa from the seashore ends in the middle of the airport, and he starts measuring, of course this is going to be impossible to measure, but if he is afraid of such a thing, he has to wonder if he is going to cross the border of a Tchum D'Araisa. If so, it is unclear, according to what we have learned, that he will be able to be Mako, since he is Mesupak if he is over an Issa D'Araisa. The one situation that I want to discuss would be what happens if the plane does stop on the tarmac, and they make an announcement he has to get off the plane and go inside of the airport. He now has 2,000 amos. He is allowed to measure 2,000 amos from the plane. Since it's a din d'rabbanan, and he can start counting from where the plane stopped, or he can start counting from where the plane came down, he has a tchum d'rabbanan. So he has 2,000 amos. And he has to go onto the tarmac. But he can't get into the building. What should he do? Of course, the first thing he should do is, before Shabbos, he should contact the halachic authority that will tell him that he's allowed to be mekil. He will make the tzirufin, and a pesik will be allowed to tell us that he can consider his tum outside, and he is already outside of his tum. I'm sorry, that won't help him if he's going to be on the tarmac. He has one eitzah, he has one suggestion. He is going to refuse to walk on his own. And the pashtus, the simplest outlook of halacha, would be that he's not allowed to walk outside of 2,000 amos. And when he starts walking, he's going to stop on the tarmac before he gets to the terminal. And when he does, two burly security men are going to come over and say, I'm sorry, sir, you can't stay. You have to move. He's going to say, I'm sorry, I'm an Orthodox Jew, I can't go anywhere. And those two burly policemen are going to pick him up and carry him outside of his tum and place him in the building. I hope not in the security room and not in jail. But if they place him inside the building, they carried him out of his tum. And once again, he has the leniency of being outside of his tchum, where the Rabbanan gave him the entire building as Dalet Amos, if the building is considered to be an area that is mukaf ledira, that is built for the purpose of living in. And as we said, if you have people that are sleeping there, it is certainly considered mukaf ledira. If you have restaurants inside, many poskim will tell you that the Mishnah Berurah would be mekil, that it is considered mukaf ledira. And since these tchumen are midirabanan, once again we have the leniency of choosing the halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah and being lenient and allowing him to travel inside this
airport terminal. That would be the maskana, halacha l'maisa, according to the way I was mevarah the sugya.